Alright guys, breaking news here. The original music you hear on this podcast, made by Steven and me, like Chapman Hallward Funeral Homes, and Linda Put Her Foot Down, you can now own that on the iTunes, or Amazon Music, or Google Play. Yes, that's where you can directly download it to your phone, or iDevice, or Android device, whatever you guys use. We are finally on those three services. A lot of people in the past has asked us, dude, please put your music on so I can have it, because they're funny songs. And we're very grateful that people want that. 99 cents can go a long way. It'll go toward this podcast, my YouTube channel, and our other YouTube channel. So 99 cents. We appreciate it. And if you can't afford it, that's fine. Don't download it. But if you do, we really appreciate it. Thank you for your support. And of course, if you want to download it, just go to those three services and type in Chapman and Harwood. And that iTunes, you just type in Chapman and Harwood. Amazon Music, you type in Chapman and Harwood. And then on Google Play, you just type in Chapman and Harwood. Okay, now the podcast.
Up next, it's Hatman and Harwood's Little Red Light song, Tattle Hate of Music, followed by another damn stupid episode of Empty Nest. And then join us at 9:30 for a very sexy episode of The Golden Girls. It's all happening tonight on WONG. Check out our sister station, WANG. Wong and Wang with us all night long. All Christian Radio. It's Fun for One on Channel 40 Fun.
It's 11:03 p.m. You know where your children are?
You're watching Pegasus. Real blue background and Pegasus is diagonal. It's real fuzzy.
Are you lonely tonight? Call me at 1-900-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555 Dean, come on.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Thinking about divorce? Call me. Attorney at law. Jason Milhouse.
Got 25% off all Garnet rings at Trust House Jewelers. Their song was "You Are the Sunshine of My Life." Yeah, Craig Jewelers.
Ever just sit on your horse and think about how much your hemorrhoids hurt? Well, here at Credit Jewelers, we do too. That you know, you think it's a commercial, but the next thing you know, it's like been on 30 minutes.
Yeah,
I was like, oh man, why is that guy on a horse for 30 minutes talking to me about jewelry?
This is not just a quick 30 second commercial. This is a 30 minute commercial. So, yeah, looking up my Michael W. Smith from the 1983 album, The Michael W. Smith Project.
What a weird song.
I know. I know, he was brand new in 83.
Well, speaking of weird song, look who's talking though. You know, both.
Yeah, we're pretty weird when it comes to our songs.
So.
All right. What are we doing tonight, Steven? What is this podcast called, Steven? Well, what are we going to do?
This is happening. This is Mr. Haney's Happening in Harwood. Little Red Light Songs Have a Hate of Music.
You don't have a Have a Hate? All right. Today is Flip Side.
Flip Side.
That's my part.
Okay. All right. Well, you kick
flip
it off.
Flip Side.
Talking about, how's it go? Flipping on the flip side.
Flip side.
Yeah, flipping on the flip side.
Flip side.
Flipping on the flip side.
Yeah, we really need to set that to music.
I know, we never have. We ought to do that sometime.
I am going to break protocol. I'm just going to say, I'm going to go first. Let's get the bad out of the way. Because Steven has been on a roll tonight. He's picked some really good songs.
Well, thanks.
And I'm going to pick a lousy one.
Well, we got to have at least one bad song.
Are you familiar with a song called Uncle Albert / Albert Halsley?
I love that song.
By Paul McCartney from the Ram album of 1971.
I do love that song, yes. As a matter of fact, I have it downloaded on the iTunes.
It's just Wings or is it just Paul McCartney? I think
I always thought that was just Paul McCartney. But
I think it is Paul McCartney. Let's see. Came out August 2nd, 1971.
Oh, wow. That anniversary is coming up here real soon.
Yeah.
It's been 46 years.
Number one on the Billboard Top 100 in September 4th, 1971. Pretty cool. Artists, Paul McCartney, Linda McCartney. 4:54. But, of course, we're not going to listen to that tonight.
No.
We are going to listen to 18 Golden Hits of 1971.
Oh, boy. These I really like because they're really bad.
Million Selling Songs by The Sound Effects.
The
Effects.
Sound Effects.
Let's see which side. Oh, it's on side one. I guess we'll just go ahead and play it, though.
Okay.
On side one, though, on 18 Golden Hits of 1971. Gypsy, Tramps, and Thieves. What do you call that song?
Rats, Ants, and Gypsy Moths.
Indian Reservation. Superstar. Have You Ever Seen the Rain? The Night They Drove Old Poo Poo Down. It's Too Late. Bridge Over Troubled Waters with the S. Go Away, Little Girl. And Uncle Albert / Admiral Halsey. On side two is Yo-Yo. Tired of Being Alone? Call 555-5555. Take Me Home, Country Roads. Ain't No Sunshine.
When She's Gone.
Proud Mary. Want Ads. I don't think I've ever known that song. How Can You Mend a Broken Heart?
How can you mend a broken heart? How can I lose a heaven?
I forgot about that joke.
Because I did that and you always did. I started a joke. Get the whole world thinking.
We have to cover those one day.
Yeah. Well, you covered Lulu's version. You actually did cover that.
I did. Okay.
That was the night. No, actually, that was not. You covered Quinn the Eskimo.
Oh, yeah.
That was on the cheese episode, I think.
Oh.
You remember the cheese episode?
That was the longest podcast we ever made.
We might, just for kicks, we might have to do. You know what I was thinking? We ought to do another Throwback Thursday sometime. We haven't done Throwback Thursdays in a while.
What do we do?
You would just pull out random podcasts from like season one.
Oh, yeah.
Were doing that. That was about a year ago.
Yeah, I could do
that. We might have to just put the cheese episode out again because that's hilarious.
Yeah, tell me which episode that is.
I got it in the book. I remember I said something.
The Bible.
I said something really, it came across very inappropriate.
Oh, yeah, about Lulu.
I don't remember what it was.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you off when we're done.
You remember?
Yeah.
Oh, now that's a miracle.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that.
Go ahead and keep on talking, and I'll look up the cheese episode.
And the other two songs is Don't Knock My Love, the Bible, he's bringing up the Bible, and Maggie May. I don't like that song.
I don't like Rod Stewart.
I don't like that
You know,
song
Rod either. Stewart was just a bad idea altogether.
If you want my...
That's a stupid-ass song. I'm sorry. Okay, the cheese episode, Jason. This was episode 36.
Yeah.
That was recorded August 29th, released October 28th, 2015.
Let me tell you what you said on that.
Go ahead.
You said, I don't know why you said it. It's a slip of a tongue,
I guess. It was like a Freudian slip.
You said, I like Lulu up the ass.
I remember that.
I was like, Steven.
I didn't mean to say that.
We laughed so hard on that. Okay, last track on here.
Okay. Whoa, losing my mic.
Uncle Albert. QMO Records. They are, what these are, they are sound-alike records that confuses moms out there. So Steven says, hey, mom, can you go get me the album of Paul McCartney singing, the record of Paul McCartney singing Uncle Albert? So instead of, you know, the Paul McCartney album's probably like $5.99, Steven's mom gets the QMO version, which is probably $1.99, and all they are is just sound-alikes.
Pretty much.
And they're really bad. Bad engineering, bad vinyl, bad recording, we're bad so everything. Sorry. It's pretty much to confuse moms out there. Thanks, Steve. We're so sorry if we caused you any pain. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. But there's no one left at home, and I believe I'm gonna rain. We're so sorry, but we haven't heard a thing all day. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. But if anything should happen, we'll be sure to give a ring. For that, because that was just, you know, sometimes I get enjoyment because it's so bad, but that was just lousy.
Oh, I know.
You got to flip that switch.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was just, the quality of that was so bad.
That was, I mean, the instruments sounded okay, but the vocals were just, the vocals sounded like they were recorded in a potato.
And that's what you get with QMO. And that record looks pretty new.
Yeah.
Because, you know, nobody played it.
That's why. They heard it one time. They're like, good God, what is this?
No. But,
they all of a sudden had a Stu Murray moment. They said, what is this shit?
I usually have some enjoyment because it was so bad. But the lyrics and the, well, the vocals, recordings were so bad. I didn't enjoy that.
Yeah. I mean, Like you said, you could do a better job than that. Do your impression of that. Do your take on that.
I don't remember what I did.
Whatever you did.
Butterfly.
Something like that. But anyway.
That was horrid.
Yeah, I might tack on the original here just to, in post editing, just to
have a little redemption.
Yeah, that kind of hurt my stomach.
That was pretty bad.
I mean, I know a little bit about sound, you know.
Oh, you know a lot about it.
But I know what I know what's good and I know what's bad, and that's definitely bad.
That was pretty bad, Jason.
Yeah,
that was pretty.
You know, they like
that was pretty darn bad.
The guy at QMOs are like, well, this is the last track, so hell with it.
Yeah, that and they were probably high too. So
that's true too.
You never know. So.
I'll smell that record. Smell the record.
Smells like weed.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's not from my house.
Anyway, we got a sponsor?
We do have a sponsor. We do have a sponsor. Sponsors are always so wonderful.
Sponsor.
In my eye.
Sponsor.
Chocolate pie.
Sponsor.
Hipty dipty dip.
Sponsor. What the hell is this?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just part.
My thoughts exactly.
Sponsor.
Yes, we do have a sponsor. And I want to say a big thank you. Because this is one of our biggest sponsors. I am so grateful that our friends at Vandy Camp's Pork and Beans have decided to sponsor us this week. Everybody sing a song.
Sponsor.
Sing it long at one time.
Sponsor.
Kellogg's Corn Flakes. So damn good, even a red and green rooster will eat them.
Oh, we appreciate our friends at Red Baron Pizza for sponsoring us this week on the Havelhead.
That sounds good, I know.
Thank you.
I remember when I was a kid, my mom would make Red Baron Pizza.
Yeah, those were always the best.
Especially in the winter. The whole house would smell like pizza.
Yeah, and that was good comfort food for a cold night.
It was.
Red Baron makes good pizza. That's about the only brand we would ever buy.
Yeah, same here. So. But we don't even get cold winters anymore.
No.
It's always hot.
I know. It's hot everywhere we go.
It was so hot outside, I saw a man in yellow jacket, bro. But go up in flames.
Adrian Cronauer.
What do you have for us tonight?
Okay. Well, let me get my notes pulled up.
Is this on the B-side?
I have to look because I honestly don't know off the top of my head. It's on side one.
Damn it.
But this is something that is not on the iTunes.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Now,
mine wasn't on the iTunes either.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
Back in July for Flipside, we featured a piece by Floyd Kramer.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I usually try to do different artists. I don't like to do the same artist in a row. But, you know, I figured all the hell with it. So, guess who we're going to listen to today?
Floyd Kramer. Yeah.
Floyd Kramer plays MacArthur Park.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? Are we going to listen to that, MacArthur Park?
No.
Oh, good.
And Autumn of My Life.
Oh, I like that one.
Sleep Safe and Warm, Lullaby from Rosemary's Baby. Turn Around, Look at Me.
I don't know that one.
For Lover's Sake. The Impossible Dream.
I know that one.
The Odd Couple.
Hey.
Don't Give Up. Do You Know the Way to San Jose?
Yeah, take a right.
This Guy's in Love with You, a personal favorite of mine.
I don't think I know that one.
And Our Winter Love.
Is he in the side of the Statue of Liberty?
No, I'm not exactly sure where that is. But
it's
that's
very
a,
blue and gray.
Yeah, it's a very ornate, it's a spiral staircase.
You sure that's not inside the Statue of Liberty?
I'm positive. It wouldn't be that fancy inside of her. And there's some... globes. There's some lights hanging down, and it's like a chandelier of some sort with some globes.
Is that your house?
Yes.
Inside Statue of Liberty?
Mm-hmm.
All right, yes. I'm excited what you're going
to
play.
Okay, the song we're going to listen to off of here is... Oh, there's a very cool picture. There's Floyd and Chet Atkins.
Hey, how'd that happen?
Mm-hmm. Floyd and his buddy Grady Martin.
What's going on?
I think Grady Martin was a...
he had his own show after
a guitarist or a drummer, I believe. And here's Floyd playing at a recording session. Floyd Kramer's greatness, Felton Jarvis. Floyd Kramer plays MacArthur Park, released on RCA Victor Records, RCA Records, arranged and conducted by Bill McElhenney, and produced by Chet Atkins and Felton Jarvis. The piece that we're going to listen to is called For Lover's Sake, and this is an original by Floyd Kramer.
Wow.
So,
how'd that happen?
Well, he wrote some... You know, Floyd Kramer was known to write a few hits every now and then.
Was this a hit?
So, no.
Oh.
But, you know, I say that sarcastically because Last Date, he wrote that.
Oh, good.
He wrote that.
Because that was good.
That's very good.
When you played that in Tonkawa, all the old people went, oh.
Oh, I know. I know. That gets... Every time I...
You hear the crowd go, oh, look at that classic RCA label.
Oh, I know. There it is.
Very 2525.
Uh-huh. Orange label with RCA on the side, written in white lettering.
Mm-hmm.
Victor.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Takes me back.
This is that kind of Dyna-Groove.
Dyna-Groove.
Yeah, this is Dyna-Groove. Dyna-Groove is a product of research and development assuring that RCA records are as modern as the latest advances in engineering and science.
And the QMO records are just poop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or potato.
They are. This was recorded in RCA's Nashville Sound Studio in Nashville, Tennessee. And the engineer for this was Al Pachucki. Or Al Pachucki, however you say his name. And this is track 4 on side 1. So, Jason, I hope you like this. Because this piece of music, it's just, I don't know how to describe it. It's just a very pleasant instrumental. It's real hopeful sounding.
Yes, I'm gonna do a What You Thinking, Fool.
Yeah, you do that. Because, I mean, you listen to this and it's just like, you listen to it, and it's, you just kind of... It's very reassuring. It's like musically Floyd saying, everything's going to be okay.
Oh, thank you.
Whatever you're going through, it's going to be all right.
Thank you, Floyd.
It's very hopeful-sounding music. So, here is... Oh, I better do this.
Push it.
Okay. Push it real good. All right.
Hey, you just quoted a Salt and Pepper song.
I know.
How'd that happen?
Well, you remember the time that we got a hold of that tape from the alternate universe? Yeah, with who was it? Jay Chatman and Steve Hargrove.
Oh, that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still on the podcast? On the Podomatic?
I don't know if it is or not.
That'd be a good throwback.
Yeah. And it's sad because the man that gave that to you passed away.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Scooter, whatever.
Scooter Stevenson.
Yeah.
that's kind of nice.
Like you said, everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah. No matter what the problem was. You know, Floyd's song is telling us whatever you're going through, it's going to be okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. And then we get it, and then we destroy the song.
I know. It's just, it's very, I mean, you and I are basically, we are the Lennon and Marx of music, but we are also the fat man and little boy of music as well. We are the Manhattan Project of music.
Can I be the fat man?
Sure. I'll be little boy. Yeah. I'll be Hiroshima. You be Nagasaki.
Oh. But I like that.
We are the Robert Oppenheimer and Edward J. Teller of music.
What year did that come out?
That was in 1968.
Oh, man. That was
in 68.
It's like the 70s. That's really
pretty close. But yeah, I love that album. There's a lot of really good material on that album. And I probably will feature something off of there again sometime. So, but you know, it's we featured Floyd last month, and we're featuring him now. The last time we featured Floyd was back in April of 2016.
Wow, how'd that happen?
What in the world?
How'd that happen?
Oh golly!
I'll play that. I'll tack that in.
Yeah. Later. Y'all will know what we're talking about. But what we had done. Well, here, hold on.
What's that?
This is
the Bible.
What he said.
The book he called it. The book I call it the Bible. The Good Night's Sleep Bible.
Okay, we featured. Let me see here. That was in April, I believe. Oh my God! This is gonna. You're gonna listen. Okay, episode 59, March 18th and 19th was when that was recorded. April the 27th was when it was released last year. This was the second episode of Flipside. Your selection was Turn Back the Hands of Time, Sound Alike from 18 Golden Hits of 1970.
Hey, how'd that happen?
I don't know.
Oh, wait, this is 71.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And it seemed like we had problems with the audio on that one, too.
Well, of course. Yours was like Dyna Groove. Mine's made out of potato.
Pretty much. Our sponsor was the 1984 Reagan for Re-Election Campaign commercial. That's it's morning again in America. My selection was Shenandoah, Floyd Kramer. That's so weird.
That is weird. Floyd Kramer.
Yeah. Floyd Kramer and QMO, both times. That was from his 1976 album Country, and I had featured that in tribute to Richard M. Nixon on the 22nd anniversary of his death and burial. Because as I recall, this particular episode was released on the actual day that Nixon's funeral took place. 22 years prior. Because Shenandoah was sang at his funeral.
Oh, that's right.
So that's
okay,
why.
I remember that podcast. That's why.
I was kind of going, that was my Richard Nixon era. That was my Watergate era. So.
Yeah, we all had a good thing. Wow. Thank you for that song.
Well, you're very, thank you for your song, even though we couldn't hear it. It was all, how'd you do that again?
Anyway, if someone wanted to give you a potato, how would they get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me at scharwood@gmail.com. And Jason, if anybody wants to know about all those bullet holes in that picture of Bill Doolin, how can they get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me at goodnightsleepyhead@gmail.com.
There you go.
Let me play this song real fast.
Okay. Please do.
One more time.
Okay. I'll do it. Just. Oh, that was almost perfect. Fevered, be proud of me.
I like that song.
Thank you.
I like it.
Store today. I need some cheese in my house. This I say. Life is sad when cheese is not there. I think I'm going to be a bear. I'm downtown.
I died a little. And I said, hey, Fred. And that's all I said. You and me, we both like the cheese. You know, baby, I love cheese. I love you, but I love cheese even more. As a matter of fact, I want you to get all your things out of my house. I'm just going to live with my cheese. That's what brings me the greatest happiness of life, is my cheese. I'm going to go poop now.